The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay, hey, good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio down here in the Canyon. I think it's Pancake Canyon down here with 10,000 of my closest friends. That's right, we're on remote right downtown, and I'm here with the place is already packed, but we are moving those people through the pancake line like you can't believe.
I love her kiss. Don't be personal.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, the 16th of May, of course. It's Friday right before day three of the rodeo. Tonight starts at 7 p.m., but you know what? I'm sorry, but all those tickets are sold out. And I'm bringing in somebody right now to talk about the rodeo. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, can you pull that up a little bit? There you go. All right, get that microphone up in front of your face.
Good morning.
Good morning. Introduce yourself to everybody.
I'm Dave Kirk with Reading Rodeo.
Okay, now, can we hear them? Hear them okay? All right, I can hear you.
I can hear them.
Okay, let me turn you up a little bit. Okay.
Okay, a little better?
Yeah. Okay. It does make a difference if we can hear us down there. But just keep that microphone. Let's talk the rodeo. You've been to the Reading Rodeo Association for how long?
I've been about 25 years.
25 years. Have you seen a lot of changes, buddy?
A lot of changes. In the most recent years, we've seen some of the bigger and better changes of the history of the Reading Rodeo. With our new lease, and as tradition goes, the last several years we've been sold out all three Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I looked at Wednesday night and that looked pretty sold out too.
Wednesday night looked like our typical Friday night 10 years ago.
And then Thursday is last night was just crazy. And then tonight and tomorrow night, my friends, you know what, if you don't have tickets, I'm sorry, but it just so happens that I have some tickets to Saturday night. And I'll be giving them away. Now, how are you going to get them? Well, I'll take them back to the office. Or you can come down here to Roaring Gulch and get some tickets to tonight's show. I mean, tomorrow night's show, which has been sold out for weeks. Okay, well, you know, the level of competition is just knocking it out of the park.
The Cowboys that are starting to go up at this event every year are just getting better and better every year. And we're getting world champions from all over the country coming up and ready for Reading. It's one of the kickoff rodeos for the spring plan, and they are going up and go right at Reading.
Well, you know what? We get a lot of the Cowboys and Cowgirls end up at the National Finals Rodeo, the top 15 in the nation, right here at Reading.
Absolutely. As we stand in our event this weekend, we have several that are in the top 25 head for the world championship as it stands today.
And, you know, we introduced breakaway roping today.
This is our first introduction to the breakaway roping, and it's a challenge.
Oh, man, I tell you what, people don't realize that we'd love to have it, but because we're on nationwide TV, it takes
a lot to put on these events, and when you get into a new event, you add a new event to your show, like Breaking My Broken, it's a lot of behind the scenes getting it accomplished. And it's working out, but it's definitely been a challenge, but we enjoy it.
Every one of the girls that I've talked to, we've had a few of them surrounded me, they're so happy and appreciative that Reading Rodeo has started Breaking My Broken. Every one of them said it. It's a
Well, it's a growing event for the WPRCA, and they are looking for different venues and venues. This is now, we've added breakaway roping, and we'll see how it goes from here on out. But it's working out good.
I was watching last night, and I was fortunate enough to be down where the, right down at the chute where they're launching from. And I could hear, the cheers from the crowd. They just love that. This is a quick event. It's over in 3.5 seconds. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It goes quick. It's there and gone. But I'll tell you what, the crowd sure has enjoyed it. I think it's been a great asset or addition to the Redding Rover.
Yeah, I broke down and bought another cowboy hat last night. Had it shaped. And you can get cowboy. You can get anything you want practically down at the rodeo. But the one thing you're gonna get is a world class professional rodeo. The Redding Rodeo is recognized by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association as being one of the best in the United States.
Yeah, we've always stayed in the top 40. I believe there's 625 rodeos in the circuit, and we've always stayed in the top 40 of those rodeos.
Yeah.
And we're, up until the last couple of years, we've been completely a volunteer rodeo country. No paid staff until the last couple of years. We have one paid staff.
We have one paid staff member. That's right. And the general manager, because the rest of us, work for a limit.
Yes,
but it's great having Cindy there.
Yes. And Cindy Shawn has done a great job. She's brought a lot of talent to our program, and a lot of additions and things that we just, as being an all-volunteer group, we don't have time to accomplish some of the things you'd like to expect me to get. A rodeo manager like Cindy, and she's brought it along.
She's been around rodeo for, 40 years or something?
At least, yeah.
She knows everybody, and so she can make phone calls, that helps. But she, and she's focused.
Yes, she is. She's very driven, very focused, and like you said, she's been doing rodeo a long time. She knows the ins and outs.
Yeah, we were fortunate. She came out of St. Paul, Oregon Rodeo, where they just loved her up there. And we were happy and fortunate to get her down.
Been very fortunate. I mean, this rodeo, like I say, it's been a volunteer. We've brought it a long way, but she has definitely brought it over the top. For sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. Tonight, the gates open at 5. The rodeo starts right on the button at 7. You have plenty of time to get those 1,000 flies in a big ball of flies, corn dog. Cowboy app, find your seats. And the seats are better this year. We got railings going everywhere. We've got, you can come in from both ends. We've done a lot of work this year.
We got a Billings ground guy, Skip Marker. He has made some amazing, amazing changes down there, and we got a lot to go.
We ought to put him in the Hall of Fame just because.
We're going to have to.
I mean, my gosh. And again, it's all volunteers that are there. And you'll see us out there on Saturdays and Sundays sometimes and during the week. Trying to get it ready. And it's ready. Everything came together. Hey, thanks a lot, and we'll see you tonight, my friend.
Thank you, Carl, and thanks to the community for standing behind us.
Man, I tell you what, the community is the reason, in my opinion, is the reason we got that 25-year lease with the 2 10-year bumps on.
The community is the only reason that we succeeded with the 5-year lease.
They stood up, and it was like 90% of every comment was, keep the rodeo where it is.
Well, we owe them, and we fully intend to pay it back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet, Ready. Okay, let me see what time we got. I'm here with...
Candy News. Hello, Candy.
She didn't want to get on the radio.
Too bad.
Candy is the secretary or the vice president. What are you? Reading National Operating Federation chapter. But you're the state president. You're also president representative.
No president.
Oh, nice. You guys do a good job. I'll be great.
Oh, no, it's always been like that.
It's a good thing John Teeth is here.
President for Redding.
Good thing we got someone down on our leadership this way.
You know, it's because...
Oh, I love this challenge.
Oh, no. And you know everything. Okay, tell us about the National Wild Turkey Federation right here in
in the Shasta County.
Yeah, you're free to pass.
Well, the Cottonwood chapter does have their papers coming in at the end of the time. Right now, we're at the radio. It's called the Pumpkin Community Travel. Yes, I will say here, like, a lot of the funds that we raise pay locally here in our community, we could be projects and take out your sector program. We raise money to go up to Shasta. We can go to the kids to fish and shade. They're from Shasta. We have all the volunteers out there and stuff. Then money goes back to our school state where we put the statewide project
Candy, use, get it right up there and talk louder.
There you go.
That's not a loud person.
So this freedom bass has to be sophisticated.
I believe that Woody down there is taking care of it like they're
both. Okay.
They have a community that takes care of all that.
Okay. And when's that going to happen?
The 31st.
31st of this month. Okay. We got to take a break. Candy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
May 31st. What's your phone number, Candy? 5-3-7-5-2-6-8-3-5-5. Yeah, see it right here on the flyer.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Hamilton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Celebrate another year with us this May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000. You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Can you hear either any of us? Hey, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right down here in
Roaring Gulch.
Roaring Gulch.
Pancake Canyon.
With our Pancake Canyon. With 10,000 of our closest friends walking through here. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful day all day. And even the rodeo tonight. What can I say? Now, I have some tickets. There's a pancake breakfast. We're going down to the KCNR spot. And I would give away four tickets. Four tickets to the pancake breakfast. Now, I will also give away, are you ready? Come on down and see me. See me and Ted. See Ted and, or see Ted and me. I'm going to give away two tickets to the rodeo for Saturday night. That's right. Great tickets. Give them away. All you have to do is come on down here. You can't get those. Walk down to where we are. From the, you'll see us. We've got our big signs out. Come on down and get the tickets to the rodeo tonight. Or Saturday night. All right. We're here with
Elemental Fairy Entertainment. I'm Jordan Valenzuela, the owner.
Okay.
She's so patient.
She is. Now, let me see if I can turn you up.
I don't know if you have to turn me up much because I'm pretty loud.
No, you'd be loud. Tell me what, you sound good. Okay, so what's going on?
So we've been a part of the rodeo events a lot. We have been in the rodeo parade the past 2 years, and also this year we had Stilt Walkers and Silk Fan Entertainment at the Rodeo Street Dance, so we kicked it off with that. And then we were also stilt walking at the Kitty Pet Parade in the fall, so that was really fun, bringing smiles to all the kids. There was bubbles and just tons of fun.
Okay, so what's your organization?
My organization is an entertainment company, primarily circus arts. Also have done some cultural arts as well, like the Living Thing and Puerto Rico. But it is more of a family-oriented entertainment company. And we've also volunteered for many events like the Health Expo and Shining Affair. We were actually just recently at the Cancer League Foundation fundraiser over at Anderson Fairgrounds. So okay. That was a really fun one. We had fire dancers, stilt walkers, contortionists, and I did a little bit of hula hooping tricks while managing everything in between. And yeah,
contortionists.
My daughter was great. My daughter was actually one of the contortionists. No. So yes, I know it was really fun it's making it a family business.
Is that what happens? Is this
where you take them and you put them in the 3-foot box?
I have been waiting for that forever because I am also a contortionist and I'm waiting for the right box.
Can you fold up into about a 3-foot box?
I would assume so. Just challenge me. I'll get down in there.
You can barely stand in a 3-foot box. Like 14 feet.
You can't even get into a 3-foot box. Yeah. All
right. No, I can get into it if I make it flat. If I flatten it out, stand on it.
Okay, what else do people need to know? What's the name of your company again?
Elemental Fairy Entertainment, and I'm having to reference everything on our Instagram, ESE.presents. And we've also been a part of Half an Acre of Cause with Swish Doodle. So that was a really fun event that we did last year. We were at the city fair that City of Reading put on. And, yeah, it's been really fun being a part of this community.
Thank you. Thank you for all the community.
Yeah.
I want to see your skill on this.
We should. You should definitely see them. They were dressed in rodeo theme. We have many different themes that they can dress up in, but their makeup was so spot on, and apparently they want us back every year. So next year, make sure to come on out to the rodeo event. You see our stilt walkers, come on by, say hi, take pictures. We love that, and we love supporting the community. I am a fourth-generation NorCal native. I mean, I've been in the 96003 area code my entire life, except for a 6-month period where I was in Shopee.
Oh my God.
608.
I thought she was a 6-month period where she was in Susanville.
No, I didn't say anything there. Yeah.
Not the closest for you.
Well, that's great. And totally. So, a lot of places you can come out and see them. And they're
Elemental Fairy Entertainment.
Elemental Fairy Entertainment.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Do you have a phone number?
You would just contact us by email at esepresents@gmail.com for our inquiries. You can also go to esepresents.com and see all of our fun pictures. There's an inquiry form and everything. So if you do have any questions or you have a party or event, we do boat walking and mermaids and stuff for kids' parties and fire dancing. Yes, anything you want. We can mainly work with nonprofits, but also do smaller events as well, so a variety.
Right on. Thank you for stopping by this morning.
Of course, we're happy to. Gordon Valenzuela.
Thank you, Gordon Valenzuela. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Okay, hey, Ted.
Yes.
What are you thinking about today?
I am thinking about what I'm going to do with my rodeo weekend. We're going to the rodeo.
Oh, nice.
Well, I'm enjoying this pancake breakfast. I'm sitting here having a orange juice and coffee at the same time.
I have a breakfast, yeah.
Oh, no, probably me, is I'm going to take it right here.
Go get your breakfast.
I have four tickets.
Pancake breakfast. Right here. I also have two tickets for Saturday night rodeo. Just come on down here and King Cone for the coronation. You're going to score two tickets for Saturday night.
Very well. Looking at the proud. Have it those pancakes.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. Even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Bedroom, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Well,
we got plenty of time.
All right. Well, I'm from Idaho, and because of our connection with Reading, we actually lived here for a couple of years, including the car fires, and we're setting up and looking bond people to our communities, and something like a catastrophic fire was, and so far in love with the city and the people here made it so this is pretty really natural thing to move on this couldn't be a part of. All that rodeo church really
helped. Oh, we have seven churches involved in this.
Yeah, so they put it together.
done this out here. And so the
you being here, you're taking the horse in Holtzbrook, that's about it. And we're going to trade out microphones here in a second. So you're taking the horse to Holtzbrook, nothing else. And while you're giving the message, I'm
excited now to let them remember.
Yeah. So it is a bit of a multitask.
Yeah.
I need to go with part of that for me. You've never been one to want to stand up on the stage.
No, a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
A lot of people are great at being able to communicate that way. So for me, the horse is actually
are you from here?
More of sort of
we are getting a lot of background noise down there at the pancake breakfast. Please stay tuned for processing.
Well, tell you what, we're going to take a break. I'm going to we're going to take a break here. Hey, tell me you got that message. Okay, we're taking a quick break. We're going to be right back. We've done this 150 times with the same equipment.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Goldenleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Come down to Spin That Wheel and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $300,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Come spin the super prize wheel for a chance to win up to $300,000 and more. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through May, starting at 7 p.m. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-2WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. The Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
New email. New email. It's in his email inbox.
Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces.
Yes. Yes. Check your email.
Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down.
That's why I thought Ben was there.
The but the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south.
Yep.
Way on down south, London town.
Yeah, I think it's trying to use a Wi-Fi hotspot. I don't know. The background noise.
Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want.
Yeah, but yes, it should happen.
Right here,
five places.
If I went at the rodeo, my first one at the rodeo, like
candy,
you did.
Yeah. Five rack, man.
3 years. Cleveland Browns, huh?
Nobody knew. Right
not
now. He's so broke out.
Okay, we're down here in Roaring Gorge with tens of thousands of our friends down here having a pancake breakfast. I'm not even sure you can hear me. My producer's going to have to type it. It's clear again. Okay, we had to turn down everything and turn it back on. So, hey, Ted Leiter and I are here, and our guest is Todd Pierce. Get away. Not your face. Get away. Todd, come on. You're back on. We're here with Todd Pierce, who is the main man in... Is it too loud?
How the hell are you?
How about now? Too loud?
It makes me funny if yell at you.
Oh, no. Don't yell. Okay, how about now? Okay. We're here with Todd. Okay. So, I tell you what. Let me trace you one more time.
You'll hear me loud, though.
Okay. All right. I'm back. Can you hear me now? Keep typing. Yes. Okay. Now. Todd. Get on. Whoa. I see what you mean.
You have me loud and clear.
Ooh. Boy, howdy. Okay, we're talking Rodeo Church. It's going to be happening Sunday at what time?
7 p.m. I think the doors will open at 5 o'clock, and they're going to have all the vendors there, beer garden included. So we just want everybody to be able to come and enjoy some live music up until the time we actually start.
Okay, great. Now, one of the things about it is this is seven churches coming together here in Redding, different churches, and this is non-denominational.
Yeah, I think there's seven churches that actually help coordinate it. But
yeah.
I think the whole church is coming together, which is us as a people, and it's a community. So not letting any denomination get in the way of it. And I think it's the first time ever.
It got something. Have you ever been here before?
No, I've never been to this part.
Yeah.
I actually used to be a rodeo athlete myself when I was back in the mining of 2001. Ready rodeo, but
what was your
I was bareback.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is one tough sport.
Just smarter than bull riding.
I don't know. You know, when you look at the amount of tape that you all would put on just to get on that horse, I wish I had the the amount of money that the tape, tape that we used to bear in.
Yeah.
I want the tape concession.
Wrists and elbows. Now, what a great sport.
It is great.
Coming, I went to the accident with you last night. My wife and I were laughing because it's the first time that we ever actually drove through a rodeo, dealt with the traffic, had a ticket, walked in the gates, sat in the stand, and just got to be spectators. Because our whole life has been
behind the shoes.
So my career was over in 2001, but I went straight from that to the PBR, which is the Professional Bull Riding Tour. And so we spent 18 years on that tour, mentoring the athletes.
Okay.
And we go to 35 events a year. And so, very similar, we just show up and do our part and spend time with the families and the athletes. But to be able to come and experience rodeo as a spectator, that was a brand new experience.
Well, I tell you what, this rodeo has been going on 77 years. It's been having it's had a huge impact on the community, and we just got that 25-year lease with two 10-year bumps after that. And it kind of gives the Reading Rodeo Association a way to move forward. But it was the community that supported it.
Yeah, I think when you realize that you've actually guaranteed longevity to it, then the investment back into the rodeo and the grounds and the expansion, I'm excited for what the Reading Rodeo is going to become. Because it really was, from a competitive standpoint, you were picking the best rodeos to go to because you want the highest chances of making money of doing what it came down to. So Reading always provided enough of that, but also it's just the way the hospitality was done and people took care of the athletes because you're living on the road. And so you spend, at times,
you make your living.
A few hours in the town. And so whatever they could do to help us out so we could get it out of the road, from a competitive standpoint, Reading does a great job.
Well, thank you. And we like that. We hope that we take care of our festival and that one, they have a good experience and that we run the studio so that they can compete, totally compete, without having to worry about one. So. There's 686 rodeos in the United States, the PRCA sanctioned. That's a lot of rodeos. How many do you get?
This year's got to be one of the weeks. We definitely went for 100 rodeos a year. So, if you do the math, that's a lot of over 100,000 miles on the road, plus multiple flights throughout the year. And, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I was going to get 100 rodeos in northern Alberta, southern Texas.
Wow.
We were everywhere.
Yeah.
I watched one man last night. I'm going, they're going to get back in their truck and they're going to drive all night long to get to the next one. And Reading was something that was one of the hottest spots.
Well, you know, I was talking to a couple of breakaway ropers last night, and as soon as they concluded, they were loading their vehicles and they were heading out to the next rodeo. As soon as they finished, they weren't spending the night or anything. Yeah, it's often done the same thing on each side. They move down the road.
Especially on a Friday, well, Thursday night. They're competing on a Thursday night. They're up somewhere else tomorrow night, Friday night,
Well, okay.
Let's see how much time we have here. Okay, we got a few minutes left. Okay, so what do you want people to take away from your ministry and the way you do it? I mean, with the horse. I mean, that's just that's kind of one of a kind. You know, horse, if you work with a horse, it's all on trust. And once that horse trusts you, they're doing anything.
Yeah. Well, if you consider the really the sentence that a horse is under, without a ride, you can only do it as if you'll trust me and trust me, you can be capable of doing things that
Well, you know, and having worked with horses a long time, I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. But you're going to do it in a crowd of 1,000 people or more.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a lot of people, and the horses always react differently based on their surroundings. But ultimately, none of us have to just get isolated in life. And so the horses can have to figure out, if a lot of distractions sitting on the mind, what am I going to be focused on? If you give me his attention, you'll be able to show him things that are as mine.
Okay, I'm here with Todd Pierce. And what's the name of your ministry?
Riding High Ministry.
Riding High Ministry. He goes about 100 rodeos a year. And 7 churches.
I don't go to 100 rodeos anymore, but I was competing.
Oh, when you were competing. Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what, we really, really appreciate.
It's the first rodeo.
Really? You mean to look at it or just to?
I have been spectating to get it.
Well, so you can, and so you selected Reading Rodeo, obviously, to to do your ministry here with the horse and all that. So all the other times when you were doing in front of people, but it was the same thing, right, with the horse.
Yeah, I still work with the horse. I use that to communicate, but not at every yard.
Okay. And that's going to start at 7 p.m. Sunday evening at the rodeo grounds. And it's free of charge. And by the way, all the vendors are going to be there.
Yeah, so come at 5 o'clock. It's the open, all the vendors will be there. Live music.
Okay. All right, let me see here. We got one more minute. So how do people, if they're, you know, when they come to you, do you have a web page or something like this?
Yeah, ridinghighministries.org is the website.
Okay, so it's Todd Pierce
RidingHighMinistries.org.
RidingHighMinistries.org is how you can get another, probably get a floor on what Todd's doing and all this. And you're probably going to list them all the places you go to. Right?
We do have a calendar on our website. We're going to do about 34 events this year. It's a privilege to be here in Reading, so thank you for being so accommodating and seeing what the community is. Like, I'm amazed at how many people showed up at breakfast this morning.
Oh, they're still coming. Yeah, they're still coming. This is going to go to 10 o'clock.
Wow.
And it's fast.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta.
Well, okay, everybody. You come down tomorrow, and not tomorrow, Sunday, down at Rodeo Arena. And it starts at 7. It's free. And you're going to see something you've never seen before. And it's sponsored by 7 churches. It's non-denominational. But what you're going to see is faith not only in an animal, but in God, in Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Todd. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after the news.
Nebraska Congressman Don Bacon believes Republicans are on course to approving the bill.
I think we're at the 95% point. There are some small things we got to fine tune and fix, I think. I think we're close.
But South Carolina's Ralph Norman is worried about state and local tax deductions and thinks his caucus has a long way to go.
My point is we need to have answers before it hits the floor. Is salt going to be raised from 10 to 30? Is it going to be raised to 100? And how is it going to be paid for? That's my whole issue.
Speaker Mike Johnson wants the House to approve the bill by Memorial Day. It's shaping up to be a commuting nightmare in the greater New York City area today.
New Jersey Transit train engineers have gone on strike in a dispute over wages. This leaves an estimated 350,000 commuters in New Jersey and New York City with a choice. Either reach your destinations by other means or stay home.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says it's the first transit strike in New Jersey in more than 40 years. Israeli airstrikes bombarded the Gaza Strip for a third night in a row. The death toll has risen to near 100. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to exchange 1,000 prisoners of war each. That's according to the head of Russia's delegation after holding peace talks earlier today with Ukrainian officials. Such an exchange would be their biggest POW swap since the start of the war in 2022. At the meeting, the two sides agreed to provide detailed proposals for a ceasefire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me and my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor-fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
The military is working out how they plan to identify and oust transgender service members.
A new order directs U.S. military commanders to identify troops who are transgender or have gender dysphoria, then send them to get medical checks in order to force them out of the service. A new question about gender dysphoria is being added to that medical assessment. That's according to a senior defense official, laying out the new process of Donald Trump's directive to remove transgender service members from the military. Another official says the DOD has scrapped for now plans to go through health records. Instead, those who do not voluntarily come forward could be outed by commanders or others aware of their medical status. Active duty troops are being offered roughly double the amount of separation pay to voluntarily identify themselves, with a deadline of June 6th. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, stocks are flat. The Dow is up just 37 points, while the NASDAQ is virtually unchanged. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Older Americans with decades-old debts could have their Social Security checks garnished.
People with student loans had their payments and interest paused 5 years ago when the pandemic thrust many into financial hardship. But all extensions and grace periods are over, and the federal government will restart the garnishment of paychecks, tax refunds, and Social Security benefits. Student loan debt among older people has grown at a staggering rate. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the number of Social Security beneficiaries who have had their payments garnished has ballooned by 3,000% over the past two decades. John Scott reporting.
A missing hiker has been found safe after surviving 3 weeks in California's snowy, remote Sierra Mountains. The 27-year-old woman took refuge in a shelter in an unlocked cabin until she was found, hungry and dehydrated, but otherwise in good condition.
Okay.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
All right, go make it happen. Okay, good morning, and we are back. We're back on the air. So, let me see where my... Are we back on the air? Okay, if you can hear me in the production room... Okay, we're up and moving up. Hey, it's... 8:06 in the morning here on Friday at the pancake breakfast with 10,000 of our closest friends, and we are going to, we are having some production problems that I am going to take care of as soon as we get out of here. Since you can hear me okay, I have got two tickets to Saturday night that sold out Reading Rodeo Association. All you have to do is find me down here. It's not hard. Just come on down to, never mind. Somebody just walked in and took the tickets. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, salty.
I'm here with Ted Leidy. Ted, try to put this thing on. Yes, there you go. Okay, so you can, you can hear me.
I am here.
Okay, and get it up close.
That's close, yeah. Okay. You know what it feels like?
He hears you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got everything turned all the way. I am maxing it out. Okay, so I'm on. And all my production staff and I will get together after this. I'll take the baseball bat. We'll take turns hitting each
other. I'm going to video that.
Okay. We're down here in Roaring Gulch. We've got thousands of people down here, and they are having pancakes, and they are enjoying it. And, I mean, they're having a super time. Pancakes are beautiful. Three pancakes, four sausage, orange juice, coffee,
milk, butter,
and syrup. And I'm seeing dogs. I'm seeing people right now. We're looking at them and we're going to stare at them because I haven't had to take a check. So
I haven't either.
I
can't tell you what I'm going to say or what's going to happen. Very good. Not, but if you get pancakes pretty, you'll be good to go.
No, I'm going to get it right after the show. So our new get is from Get Soft.
Get Soft.
Catholic Soft King. Yes, and introduce yourself. Right there. Just right in front of your face. Talk loud. Okay, now tell us what that is.
And then
I need you to come over here next to me. Can you hear me now? Just type something right now. Okay.
Okay.
How about her now? How about her now?
Can you hear me?
Okay.
So, okay, so at the Salt Cave, we have children, adults that come in, especially little kids, and especially great for kids who have sensory issues. They love to play in the salt. It's a nice, calm, relaxed environment. It's very quiet in there, and helps with sleep, stress, all kinds of disorders. And then we have lots of products. We just launched the Snuggle Stuffies. So you can get a stuffed animal filled with our salt, and that helps your breathing, helps relax, and it helps you sleep.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Everything's salt. Everything's salt.
That's been around for thousands of years.
Yeah, yeah, it has. I know in the days of Socrates, they used to prescribe salt for things. And, but salt therapy, the way we do it, was discovered in the 1800s. The salt miners, they discovered they weren't aging like everyone else, so they looked younger, and they weren't getting sick. So they started putting people down in the salt mines in hospital beds, and they were getting well. So, yeah, it's kind of exciting to bring that kind of thing to Reading.
Absolutely. How long have you been here?
We actually opened a week and a month before COVID. So 5 years. Yeah.
We went through COVID.
We help people with long-haul COVID. We discovered there's a lot of research that was done that year with the salt, and it's amazing. It just kills tons of things right on contact. So,
Yeah, it's amazing. So, is this salt you have to get from a certain place?
Well, yeah, the salt that you're breathing in is the same salt they put in, like, a saline solution for an IV. That's what you're breathing, and it goes through your respiratory and your digestive. But the salt that we have on our ground or in our walls, that actually comes all the way from Pakistan, so we import it. And that has 84 minerals that your body uses. So it's kind of like...
So you absorb it to the skin.
Kind of the frequency.
Because you're sitting in it, you're buried.
Yep. And it's kind of being in the ocean. A lot of people equate it to being at the ocean.
Sure, yeah, I can understand. Salt water and all that.
Yep.
Salt sand. I could see that. That's why we left the ocean.
Exactly. We actually created something so people can take it home. We have necklaces and then salt packs that you can use at home.
So you've got a heck of a gift shop, too.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be a great gift.
Yeah.
Especially if you guys had some sort of, like a handout like you have right here.
Yeah.
And to teach them a little bit about it.
Yep.
Give them a massage. A salt massage. Is it a salt massage?
Yep. We do have a couple of different salt type of massages. One is in the salt room. They can book that. And then we have a salt stone massage. Yeah. And then some of the things that people can take home, one of them, a lot of people who normally are using their inhalers every day, they have asthma.
Yep.
Well, this actually helps. So it helps reduce the amount of albuterol that they have to use. Some people don't even have to use it, or allergy medicine. Yeah.
That is fantastic. I had no idea. I think that's that would be the first time I've ever been in this salt cave.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
I like it, though. I like it, Joe. Yeah, you guys are doing well. Now, you moved up here from where?
Actually, I'm originally, or I guess most recently from, I was living in South Korea for 7 years.
Okay.
But I'm from California. But I while I was overseas, I was a professor of tourism management.
Okay.
And I got to experience a lot of different spas around the world. And I knew I wanted to bring like an Asian Western style spa. And when I moved to Redding, I decided this would be a great place to start doing.
Is that where you learned about the salt?
Actually, no. I learned about salt just before COVID. When I was going to start opening up the Asian Western spa, and I stumbled across halo therapy on the internet. And then I learned, oh, this would be a great addition to the spa services.
So, you know, they've used salt for so many different things over the years. I know that they use it to dry meat.
Yeah.
They use it to, so.
Salt licks for animals.
Yeah, 100%. I never thought about any type of therapy with salt.
Yeah.
You know, but it must have a thousand uses. Because
it does. It's incredible.
Yeah. And because every animal craves it. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Every cow craves it. I mean, yeah. Every animal craves it, so it must be really good for you.
It's really good in that way. As far as, like, if you're using it topical, that'll kill virus, bacteria, fungus, mold. The same as breathing it in. So, yeah, the salt kills viruses, bacteria, fungus, mold. Or if a hunter goes out and they want to salt, he needs to salt the meat, you know, to keep everything out. Or ancient hunters. Exactly.
You can dry it and keep the bacteria out.
Or if you were stuck out in the woods and you cut yourself, it would hurt, but you could pour salt in that wound and that would heal it quickly.
Sure.
Or if you go out in the ocean, you got a cut or something, that salty water will just take care of it.
Quick.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, pouring old salt in the wound.
Absolutely.
That is nuts. Yeah, but it's good for it, I guess.
It is.
Now, is what we know as table salt, or whatever, is that like, that's not good?
Yeah.
Is that not what we're
looking for here? So the way we kind of describe it to people, it's like natural salt, our body knows what to do with it. But when they start changing the compound or adding something to it, it confuses our cells. So that's when people start absorbing too much salt and things like that. But natural salt, Celtic salt, Himalayan salt, our body knows exactly what to do. Yes, and the salt actually is what the cell uses to open up the membrane and actually to hydrate and bring in the nutrients. And then it closes, so there's salt channels. It closes the cell, and then the cell is fine.
You know, I remember this pretty well. I don't know why I had it somewhere, but, you know, in Vietnam, they had a cake salt. To maintain the hydration.
Absolutely.
What you're saying is,
a lot of people, it's called Soleil water. They'll take a nice chunk of Himalayan salt, they'll put it in water, and you can take like a tablespoon of that and add it to your water. So a lot of people these days are using the hydration things. It's the salt and the electrolytes and the minerals that help your body actually bring water into the cell.
So it's kind of like an electrolyte. To have electrolyte.
Exactly. That's the salt in there that does that. Yep. And then a few other minerals. And then we've created what we call the essence of renewal, and that has salt in it, but that actually helps with nerve pain and neuropathy and gout pain. We've had people with phantom pain from amputations. And it literally helps to slow all of that down or cut it right off.
Nice. Yeah, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you so much. We have to take a break. So we're taking a break. Let me tell him we're taking a break because he can't hear me. So there we go. We're taking a break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries,
Block Bedrooms, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL for Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th to 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, opens till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Saddle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fee. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and face painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
In her ponytail, she kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased her around the playground.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio down here on remote. Yeah. Roaring Gulch. Yeah, Roaring Gulch. And here with thousands of our closest friends. Thousands, thousands. Hey, can you hear? If you can hear Ted, type me a message here. Because something's happening down here. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because we're on the other side of the screen. Maybe it's the new software we're using. And, start talking, buddy.
Maybe it's because, you know, someone's jamming our signal. Who knows?
Okay, no, we're on now.
We're on. Perfect. I love it.
Okay.
Happy to be here on the call.
Hey, you know what? I still have 1, 2, 3 tickets to Andrew's Breakfast. You want to come down? You don't have them yet. And I also, you know what? I gave away all the rodeo tickets. It's been long. People come by and want rodeo tickets.
Hey, I'm happy for it. Sold out.
Sold out.
Well, it's been sold out, so it's going to be a huge day. And of course, tomorrow is the rodeo tour starts at 10 o'clock.
The Grand Marshal?
Well, they asked us, and we said, sure, why?
So where are you going to be riding? What vehicle are you going to be riding for?
1913.
The year you were born.
Yeah.
Right. Even my parents didn't know about that.
So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to the parade tomorrow. Then, one of the DC's has a graduation party doing that at noon. Getting home in time to get dressed. Cowboy get up and I'm going to the rodeo. When I get there, I'm going to get me a nice beverage. I'm going to go sit down and cheer on. And then I'm going to go get another beverage. I'm going to go sit down and cheer on. And of course, I'm visiting some of my friends because, you know, it's felt. I head to the beer booth and, you know, I'll see you, Carl. I'll see Linda. I'll see someone.
We'll see you for 10 minutes in the rodeo. Because once you leave and go to the beer booth, we never see you. Of course, there's dancing afterwards.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah, well, that's two step up there. Let's start tomorrow.
Are you a good two step?
I can two step, but I'm not great. I need to.
Yeah, my wife would do that.
So would my wife.
They'd be like, yes, let's go. Isn't your wife going to dance?
Yeah. I mean, we still can get into the chaos today.
Oh, yeah. Up to Reading Elks Lodge, number 1073. I did my initiation last night. I'm very proud of that.
What happened?
Well, you don't want to know. It's secret.
It's a secret?
Totally secret.
Did you have to eat something that was all that?
Can't talk about it. Candles and, you know, horns and stuff.
They put melted wax on you?
It's nice, but I can't talk about it because I promise I will. So you have to help. Once you go through initiation, you can talk about that.
Did you make an elk sound?
Yes.
Let's
see. I got
it. I don't know.
It kind of sounded like. Yeah, really? I can't hear myself, so I don't know how to sound.
Well, so they're telling me, my producer's coming in and telling me, hey, here's what the problem is. I don't know how to fix that. So, because bandwidth? Okay.
Oh, because of all the people here probably using bandwidth. They're on the internet.
Well, that should just be for more than possible.
Oh.
And it should not be that. It should be checked into that. And
it's up for Mars?
Yeah. Anyway.
You got that new high speed pump.
We apologize. Yeah, that could be edited in a recent AT&T instead of Verizon.
Oh.
AT&T gave us, oh, you got to do this, and it's the same coverage and all that. That's a lot. You know, so, yeah, AT&T, if you're all listening, I'm coming back. We may go back to Verizon, we may go simpler, so this is just not nice. Oh, people want to take our picture.
Nice.
Guess how many names we have.
We're Carl and Ted.
I heard you guys before on the radio. I moved here a few years ago from Indiana.
Random people come by and say that.
I went to the Community Health Center. I'm about to
open. Did you already have breakfast?
I don't like the pancakes.
I'm going to give you free tickets.
Wait a minute. Wait, you don't like pancakes?
I love one thing. But I had it 3 years ago, and they were like mixed, ultra mixed, and they were like.
Do you like pizza?
Pizza.
I'm just checking because if you don't like pizza or our pancakes, we are going to have a problem.
You guys have pizza here?
Yeah, you like the band The Eagles? Okay, good. Have a seat.
The Eagles and I are the same.
I love the Eagles. Those are my validated questions. Do you like pizza? Do you like the Eagles? If it's a young man, I also ask them if it's a pickup truck. They say, no, I want a Prius. I'm like, you're in the world of earth. I mean, I can't argue with 45 miles a gallon, but not a Chick-fil-A.
Prius?
I always thought I wanted a Corvette, so I sat on and on.
Look how big I am. I would love a Corvette, but I can't fit it.
Well, I'm pretty tall too.
And I'm dysfunctional.
You know what? You don't have a 2500 diesel Duramax with an Allison transmission. How could you even live in Redding?
That's right.
Got a big truck. The only truck I wanted was the one my husband wanted. It was a King Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
The seats look like a saddle.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. 110K.
Right?
Yep. Hey, those are country names. You should know them.
My uncle's name is Ted. Yeah. I wanted to make a kid
Ted.
My husband went to it.
Your uncle's name is Ted. That's a great. You know, there's no left
Ted. Daddy's Bill, my Ted. Old name. Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And you know what? My producer says, hey, I can hear her better than you can hear me. So what's the main thing? Maybe we have to stay over there talking to the mic.
Maybe the wind.
Okay, we're going to take the break now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio down here in no. Just where you keep it like that because you can hear that lady talk.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see what happens here. Okay, we're down here in Roaring Goat for our pancake breakfast with the Asheville Cowboys, Ted Lively and I.
Yes, and
we're having some obviously some audio problems. Maybe they said they banned it when they changed phones this year. Not happening.
Hey, you know what? You didn't ask me, Carl.
I told you.
Yeah. About that other company.
AT&T?
Yeah. I knew it. I had AT&T before. I'm not hammering it because they're a good big company. But you know what? They just, everybody has different, like, options. Really good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Verizon, though, was beating us up with, you know, charging so much in AT&T. Well, you could just get the same service, everything, get a new phone for, like, under $100.
I know people that love AT&T. I know it.
Yeah. You know what?
You're out AT&T. He's mobile. Oh, how is that?
It's, I mean, for me, it's working pretty good. So, you know, I mean, for my,
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought T-Mobile was like one of the most expensive ones.
I mean, my enjoy.
Yeah, that's about right, though.
Okay. All right. Well, we're here with Miss Ready Rodeo.
Thank you for dropping by.
Yeah, problem. Okay. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. And you know what? You are a great, great Ready Rodeo
for you. Thank you so much.
Well, you know what, we've been watching for a long time, and we've had a string of really good ones, but you are really taking it to the next level.
Thank you so much.
So, tell us about, what's it take to become a cancer
advocate? Yeah, so there's a lot of other tasks that have to be done. In your mind, you have to have 34 I did a horsemanship interview, a personal interview of horsemanship, training patterns, all of that. I think I got that one in the bag.
Yeah. Are you a competitor also? I'm learning for it.
No, I mean, I am learning kind of stuff like drill the chief, like play, but not at the level yet. Yeah, I'll get there one day.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 23.
And you've tried, you've competed before in this Red and Rodeo.
Yes, I've competed 3 years in a row. You know, as they say, there are times to charm.
You know, part of it is just being ready and, you know, being there with the, you know, that you learn probably a lot each year. You know, about, okay, this is what they're looking for. You know, Linda's been, you know, running in Miss California, finished runner-up. But they wanted her to come back because they wanted her to mature a little bit more and then you know, some things there. And, which is really great about you. You took what you learned and you put it together and here you are.
Yeah, it's a very
small
crowd and that crowd touched my head.
Scientists.
All of the
tears. Oh yeah, absolutely. Now where do they have the awards in the
Okay. Well, now you travel too.
Yes, I travel multiple rodeos to go ahead and throughout
the rodeo. Do you take your own horse with you, or do they provide horses for you?
So I think it depends on the committee. I mean, I take my own horse bio tester. So I think it just depends on the committee and how it comes, like a chance to play for someone who's having concerns.
So I think, you know, when you're traveling like from state to state, a lot of times they'll provide a horse.
Okay, what's your brand of truck?
Chevy.
Oh, Carl, she's a Chevy. She's a Chevy.
Six inch.
Oh, no. Why do you need a 6-inch?
It's four.
I know you're short, but you know I need running boards to get into mine, and it doesn't have a lift kit.
Oh, but she's young. She scrambles.
Oh, that's right.
She scrambles up in that car. Yeah. God, we're old. Wait, I can't put any lift on my car. I just can't raise it. One more inch to get on that running board to get on this pickup.
Well, you can, but you have to start 5 feet back. They start running and leap onto the running board and pull ourselves in.
So I got my trusty side pick with me too, with my dog. My best dog went in, so she didn't run. I thought she's going to be okay.
There's four. What kind of dog is she?
She's a super good dog.
Oh, that's a smart dog, right? That's a smart dog with a lot of energy.
Actually, she's the biggest dog who's ever made.
Really? Perfect. I like lazy dogs. I don't want Casey's dogs. I want a dog that's going to lay at my feet, and when I get up and move, they're going to look at me kind of mad about it.
So you
have to move too. You can be the dog.
He doesn't care. He just lays there. He doesn't care if somebody knocks him. He doesn't care if somebody grips him. He's just really, very sad.
That's cool, though. I'd like to go to Boston.
It's like a surfer dude. Okay, so where are you going from after this?
Where's the bacon?
I did, so I'm going to do the pancake breakfast for all the dogs. And then I'm going to travel on over to
the Oh! That's right. That's where Linda is right now.
Yes.
And I'm trying to get back Ben, get my producer's help blow like 200-something T-shirts in the back of my truck. So, and then I'll be going over there too. Right.
Oh, you're heading over there too?
Yeah, I got the offer.
Don't try to get me in the member area. Thank me for that. I'm now. Oh, I need a member with me. I'm going to get
the donut film. So what are you doing the rest of the day?
I got this shut. My day is full of so many important appointments. So many important appointments.
You aren't doing a damn thing.
No, you know what I am doing? No, okay. I'm hot gluing camouflage on my bio, honey, vine kernels. But I gotta stop by Michael's and get some hot glue sticks and I cut out patterns already and get a hot glue camouflage on my vine kernels. That is important. No, that's true.
No, I believe him 100%. That's what he's gonna do. I believe he's gonna be gluing people.
I'm 100 played out of my kitchen counter right now.
I'm 100 with this reason. I've actually got him to raise his blood pressure. Some patients come in. And you were tapping me on the shoulder.
Keep shooting, bro.
Keep shooting.
So keep shooting, bro. That pig was going left. Carl was shooting right. The pig was going right. Dog shooting left.
I shot twice.
The daggum bullet was popping up in the middle of the road. That pig is left and right. He looked like the Matrix. Remember the Matrix?
Well,
never let the truth get away with his story. I shot twice, hit it twice.
Okay.
He didn't have a rifle, and he was starting to get concerned because it was Russian. In fact, I would have shot it sooner, except I was laughing so hard because he's tapping me on the shoulder.
Shoot him again, Paul.
Shoot him again. They're
tough, man. They're like a running tire. They can seal themselves out. So you didn't get the pancake breakfast. Did you get 10 million more? What can you have a performance tonight?
I have 3 more performances. I have this running performance. You can have it tonight. First ever.
I'm excited about this.
Me too.
I think it's
are you in the great
spot? Yes, I am. Yes,
I haven't seen it yet. We are having a rodeo parade.
What's out of news? Well, yeah, they have a Christmas last year's throw with Sheriff Posse walking down, throwing up the gun. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Okay, that's going to be tomorrow.
What time does it start? It
starts at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. You can take forward.
Reading
loves Reading Rodeo, and that's a good thing. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it was a name for it. Reading loves Reading Rodeo, which we do. I'll tell you what, that was quite a damn deal for the past year or two. Talking about moving in and shutting it down.
And it was the and break up. And people,
here we are.
Okay, here we're going to take a break here. Let me tell my producer we're going to be taking a break. And he has. Okay,
we're
going to take a light and I'm going to take a quick break here.
Good break. Commercial time. Thank you for coming by. What's your name? What is it?
Sasha.
What's your last name?
Mitchell.
You come around here?
Yep.
Celebrate another year with us this May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pennington Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Roaring Gulch, where we're with several thousand of our closest friends. People are moving through the chat line. And Dave, if you can hear me, you got to tell me you can hear me and everything's fine. I'm going to go have pancakes, have a scarfing down, and run over to the Elks Lodge.
That's right. 1073.
Well, we thought about that.
It is a great charity. Let me tell you, the charities they support, all of the benefits of being out there, really, really excited about that. It's still the organization I'm working with besides the
CFW. Yeah, you know, the only thing is that American Legion.
Yeah. Oh, and the Legion.
It's only because I don't have to do anything. And because you and I are busy guys, we're busy. And so with the Yells, which is...
I couldn't volunteer as much or as little as you like.
Yeah. And then I bet I drew them to make this.
Oh, no, that's...
They're pretty busy.
That is true. And, you can't get too much food.
And that's the problem. But if you get too much on your plate... I did. Okay, I turned down the other night. I hope. Once you get dressed in your plate, then you can't give the tickets
to the one association.
To the one association, so you start pulling back. Oh, and this is half the time of training. The fire construction, which is the name of the system.
18 years.
Okay, 18 years. I talked to you for
We used to go all the way down to a 278 county, but we said to receive it a little bit. We still had to manage those farming areas, each one in the territory. So it's not been fun to go. You know, there was a time when I was a younger man, I would drive all the way down to Southern California, and I would start teaching, and I'll never look my way all the way back to the thing, except they were.
Well, you know what, you had the contracts for Bella's, and that was just
very difficult.
Because with the NFI instruction, you know, you're going through a lot of continuing education, you know, especially with all the people out there.
Yeah.
Let me see. I just got a suggestion.
Okay.
Well, it had something to do with putting my head somewhere.
You know, you need that contortionist to come back?
I need to
give you a lesson.
Yeah, I have to get my head out of here. But,
that is elemental fairy.
Elemental fairy. Get a
t-shirt. Was there, yeah.
You remember all those.
What's
okay. Let me see what we got here. Well, we got a few more minutes. Tonight, rodeo starts at 7 o'clock. Get there. I will tell you the talk of how if you get there alive, you're better off. You're much better off. The door's open. You're trying to see the same event with the backing and at 7 o'clock starts, and it's going to be my chapter 4.
California's getting into rodeo industry. They're making a fantastic show.
Yeah. You know what?
Okay, I'll do it.
I should be.
I'll do it.
Because sometimes you listen to
it. That's right. Oh, I'm sorry for saying that.
I'm sorry for saying that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is a bad word.
Keep an eyeball on your throat, so if it's texted, I think I'll hear it. Great. You probably work in charge.
You
won't bother me too much.
Depends on how much stuff they have.
Is that my best friend?
My friend is rolling through.
Van Smith, the legend of the song, representing Rodeo Alaska. Sure does.
Look at that Rodeo Alaska.
Oh, you ought to see them up there.
It's the last frontier. Okay, everybody.
Canadian.
I'm sorry, we didn't. Where's our first responder? We're going to have this problem again. But have a great day. Rodeo tonight. Ready for rodeo parade tomorrow morning. Monday's rodeo. Tomorrow night. Rodeo church on Sunday. So have a great day.
A little easier at night knowing that y'all got our six and we love you for it. I'll tell you what, guys, I've never done this before, but if y'all could get your phones out one time for me. What you say, Billy Bob's? You want to light it up tonight?
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.